In Northwest news from KPLU, people attending HempFest in Seattle this weekend will receive free water bottles showing a picture of Keaton Ferris. He's the young man who died of dehydration in an Island County jail earlier this year. KPLU's Ashley Gross spoke with his mother.
Ferris was found dead in his jail cell on Whidbey Island in the early hours of April 8th. Tiffany Farians is his mom.
He was dead for hours before they found him, before they called the paramedics. Hours, when they were supposed to be checking on him hourly.
Ferris got picked up in Linwood in March on an arrest warrant for missing a court hearing, but he was in the midst of what Farians calls a bipolar episode. He got transferred from jail to jail. When she got to see him on April 1st at a court hearing, Farians says she was shocked.
He turned his head a little bit and said, "Hey, Mom," when the deputy said, "Hey, Keaton, your mom's here." But there he was, 4-point restraints. His hands were shackled behind his back. His ankles were shackled together. His hair was covering his face. I couldn't really even see his eyes.
It was the last time she saw him alive. A lot went wrong while he was in custody, but the biggest thing is that he didn't get enough water. The Island County Sheriff has apologized and said Ferris didn't get the care he needed. The FBI is investigating. Farian says her only child died in custody before having a trial.
If you truly believe you're in our justice system, that you're innocent until proven guilty, he died an innocent man in jail.
This weekend, Farians will hand out free water bottles and sell T-shirts with her son's face on them. The money will go to improve a basketball court on Lopez Island, where her son loved to shoot hoops. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.